Say this one.
Okay.
Make it simple.
But it's not so simple because that's not what we said last year we were going to take.
Yeah.
But I got it. Mike, come on forward, please.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm glad the sun's shining and the grass is growing.
Well, you know, if we get through in time, we might be able to go enjoy some.
There we go.
Yeah.
All righty. I presume everybody has the proposed budget that my board has submitted, or I submitted on behalf of my board to you guys for the FY20 budget year. I'll kind of just peruse through it a little bit and then stand for questions unless you want the detailed version. But this year we are holding the line at the ask of the previous couple fiscal years of $625,327. We still have some vacant full-time and part-time positions that we cut in fiscal year, I believe it was 17, if I remember right, to meet the 20% budget cuts for that year during that little slouch in the economy. So we still are looking at that. My board is right now entertaining with some soft money that we have of attempting to keep potentially a range specialist on through this fiscal year using some of our reserves. They have not made that formal decision until they adopt our formal budget in July, but they are at my range program manager's recommendation with our workload we currently have of trying to right now we can't expand that program and we have a need from landowners, and so we're trying to waiver the cost benefit of keeping that or expending that out of the reserves to meet the need of the landowners of the county. So we're constantly looking at that. The other thing I will point out is the last page of the narrative under supplemental budget items. For those of you that have been around, well, I guess Joel, this used to be four items long. And then last year, we knocked it from four to two, and this year we're down to one.
Which surface is water?
Yes, which is awesome. We got our building bought and remodeled, and that knocked that off. So now we're just down to those reports I keep bringing to your attention. We have all the data. It's sitting in a database. We haven't had the money to have those statistically analyzed and summarized so that way, you know. Yeah. We are looking, we did hire the new program manager, Brad Blackwell, that when Kathy retired last fall. Once he's still trying to get his feet under him because he came in right at the tail end of field season and had to go straight into the field to get the field work done before the ice went on. But there might be a potential that he can start chipping away at this. He does have the expertise in the background, but not at any high rate of speed, just due to it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
a lot of data, a lot of work, plus still running the program. So he's going to, I'm assuming, maybe next winter after he gets a whole year under his belt. But there's still, that's that number we got from our contractor that has done them in the past, which is a pretty substantial number. But that's what it would take to get us up to speed with the data we have collected. Flipping to the budget pages that we submitted, our total revenue, just summarizing, our total revenue with the requested ask from the county, the county's percentage of our total proposed budget is only 31%, and that shows how much we bring in with grants that we write and partnerships we've created with federal land management agencies to get the job done within the county. And also, I mean, there's a lot of pass-through that we do, that where we're assisting landowners with grants that we get for them that we don't pull any money out of. We just push right through with, like, Water Development Commission and others that help our landowners get projects done. I guess with that, the only other thing I would say is it was pretty tough budgeting this year due to actually trying to own your own building, which requires maintenance and janitorial services and stuff we've never mm-hmm. had to come up with. So that was kind of interesting feat to try to somewhat balance the proposed budget based on those costs that we've never had to deal with before. But we did get it done, and so that's why we left it at the request of the last several years.
So as I recall, you said your request would drop with your own building.
Huh?
In the past years, when you were asking for the building and our help to build it, you said your request would lower.
So the discussion we had with Chairman Nelson at the time was around the rental line items would disappear. And they did disappear. But the incurred cost at the same conversation we had with Commissioner Nelson at the time was those costs are also going to have to go into the janitorial services, electricity and gas, stuff we had never paid for before. It wasn't a necessarily drop. He said in the conversation was no more rent should be built into your budget.
I understand. Commissioner Noble's question. In terms of comment about your budget, I think it's fairly straightforward from the standpoint of you aren't asking us for an increase. Your budget has taken operational budget has taken a cut because of the economy and the effect of the non-county funding. So all things considering, I think you've done pretty well trying to hold the line with some of the limited resources that you no longer have available.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
My comment. Any questions, comments?
Nope.
When do you plan to move into your building?
I think this Wednesday, if the fire marshal can make it, is the last final inspection to get the certificate of occupancy. And we're banking on that occurring because Monday the desks are showing up. and Wednesday the IT and the phone are switching over and we're going to be living there as of Wednesday. So next week is going to be real hectic mm-hmm. and then we move right into our spring expo on Saturday at the ice rink. So it's going to be a very busy next couple of days.
Good. Nothing else.
Anything else?
Joel asked my question. I was curious to know. I'd go by there a time or two. And
yeah.
There was stuff still happening.
And as soon as we get kind of settled in, we're going to plan on having an open house sometime, probably after field season, that we'll definitely invite everybody, you guys, to. It's turned out really good. And so far, we're under 1% on overruns, which is really good for remodel project, let alone a governmental remodel project. So,
absolutely.
I think that's a
better track
reflection on your contract.
yeah, and I'm not going to lie, that Dan has done a phenomenal job with, here's what we can do, or we're listening. You know, if I say we can't do it, then thinking of a more economical way to still achieve the same durability and stuff. So, but yeah, Dan is a standout contractor and all the subs have been wonderful to work with as well.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yep.
It is. Okay. Anything else from Mike? No? Short and sweet.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Good.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. And then Joel and you guys, do you want me to try to stick around here?
Well, I can come down to your office.
Okay, I got a meeting at 3:00.
At 3:00?
Yep.
We got one more agenda item at 2:30, and then we should be done after that. I don't think that's
okay.
What do we need? 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Well, let's make a go for it.
I'll try and be there by 2:45.
Okay. All righty. Thanks, you guys.
Okay. Hey, see ya.
See ya.
These are just some letters that we got from our scholarship recipients.
Oh, I was wondering about that. So, what do we have left?
Learning Center.
Oh.
Oh.
We added that on.
Yeah.
That's right, late.
Yeah. But I think after that we're done. I think we've covered all of our old business and everything on there.
Oh, Learning Center.
Learning Center. So help, try to find the page. We'll get there.
The Learning Center is where? I don't see it here. You added it on?
Yeah, we did when we amended the agenda.
Did everybody?
Yeah. At the beginning of the meeting. Late. We added the Learning
Center. Did the other guys get the CDs?
Mm-hmm.
Did they come this around that way?
No, no. And actually, their request is up $22,000.
I gotta find it because I didn't get that marked. It's in.
It's under nonprofits.
Nonprofits.
At least halfway down.
Is it before the Historical Prevention Board?
It's before the Discovery Center.
Before the Discovery Center.
It's right after SABF, if you have that.
Oh,
the
I
school.
Did. I do, right there.
It's the next one.
Okay. Okay.
Where'd you find it? How far back in the stack?
Do you have a recommendation on this one?
It's the same.
No. No.
220 to 242.
It's 222. It's 22 up.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Because I put it as the same.
Well, on this that we've got in here, it's they've got it at 242, which is up 22.
Question. What is the
Lysimeter
project?
Oh, that's at the landfill.
Okay.
And so it has to do with
water quality.
The water quality filtration field.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And that's
where
new.
Are you at? Is it before?
I
found one already.
Where's your? It's an ongoing thing that's been worked with the DEQ in terms
general.
Of that certification and getting that permit.
Yeah. There's a page number here on the phone that I can read.
It's before that.
Before Discovery Center?
It's right before it.
Okay.
Yeah, right here. You're right there.
You're right there. Right
you're right there.
It's okay, going. They're supposed to be here at what time? 1:30?
Ouch. One more thing.
Well, they were added after.
Oh, they were added after.
So it's 2:30.
Oh, so
another 5 minutes.
So I didn't notice that they were asking for more. I just saw the requested, not the other line. And I just put in what they asked for last year.
Okay. For 220.
Mm-hmm.
242. It's not 22. Why did you read it? I haven't read it.
I didn't see it anymore. Other than they're all going to get governmental funds.
Yeah, I didn't
even
notice that.
Well,
my answer.
Yeah.
It's all I need. So you last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the restroom, Mr. Chair.
Go right ahead. It doesn't really give an explanation of why they're asking for more. It just says they're asking for more.
Increasing costs and decreasing revenues.
Is that it?
That's what it says right here.
Yeah. Well, we ought to be through before lunch tomorrow. If we're having more than this, we're done by 11 o'clock.
Well, I think we've got...
I'm going to bug on the wall.
Yeah, dude. I mean, fairgrounds are going to take 15 minutes.
That's the way in some general stuff.
Yeah.
To go through.
Yeah. That's what I would think.
The whole, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're doing
so
good.
We have another... The duty we need to go through all
the
general
funding. Well, exactly, but they say that...
Just have us ask you how many questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go through each one.
Okay.
You shouldn't take very long.
Good to see you. Look at the surprise.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah. We would like to come on up.
Oh,
we're waiting for you. Just on time. Just on time.
Perfect. Perfect.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Good. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
And you all remember Patty?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The director. From Jackson, and I'm Becky from the Learning Center, and I'm just going to let Patty start. So,
go right ahead, Patty.
Okay. Well, first of all, I mean, it goes without saying, we just can't thank you guys enough. Have to thank you all that we can. We couldn't run a program for kids with special needs and deliver these services without county support. It's just be impossible. And we do try to fund the program in a number of ways, and every year we look for more ways to control the costs and also to do our best in fundraising. This gal does a great job in fundraising, and I fundraise in Teton County. That also goes to our sublet bottom line. And we, this year, raised our tuition rates a bit. Although our program is mostly kids with special needs who attend our programs in the special ed part of our programs for no cost at all. So you will probably notice, I'm just going to say it right out loud, that we are asking for more money this year. And we're doing that. I'm sure you hear this, but here's the deal. Our costs keep going up. Our state funding is going down this year, but we have an unfunded mandate. So even though the per child, we get a per child amount for kids, whether we have 100 kids or 50 kids or whatever, we are still obligated to keep all of the staff, the professional staff that you know, handles the particular special needs of the children. And so there's not a way to reduce our staffing when that happens. And this coming year, it does look like we will be down in state funding. And also the state requires, as part of our funding from them, that we do have public support locally. So you guys have been very, very generous about that. We are looking to improve every year, to improve the quality of the program. And that means the quality of the kind of training we give our staff, the quality of the way we interact between special ed and our regular ed teachers, And this year, very recently, we are making a big change in Big Piney. And we wanted to readjust our program down there and actually strengthen it, particularly strengthen the part of our program that is that creatively teams with children with special needs. And so we are replacing some of the staff down there to make that happen. And so I wanted you to know that right off the bat in case you heard anything about that coming up. So
we think it'll be a positive, great
very
change.
Positive.
We're very excited about it. And our priority is kids, and is always kids first. And so we want to continue that countywide and make that priority kids. If you look at the enrollment history, you'll notice that our numbers stay pretty consistent. We've noticed this year, although we've had a little bit of a decrease in the amount of children with special needs that we serve in Big Piney, our number has gone up in Pinedale. And so we're really pleased to see that that's consistent. And the amount of children that we're screening just keeps increasing. We are over the 200 mark at this point. When I wrote this, we were right at 200, and now we are well above 200 children that are coming in for developmental screenings, which helps us identify and reach those children at an early age so they're less behind. So we're really pleased to just be having that outreach that continues to grow.
Can I mention, it's the weirdest way the state funds us, because in between August and December 1st, our professionals have to do all of the developmental screenings, okay, and that identifies the children that get services from us. And so we do over 200 screenings here, and they all have to be done within that window of time. And then if any child comes in, which they do, in any point after that, we have to provide them services, but we're not paid for them. And so the children that you identify by December 1st, that you serve during that year, that amount of children pay for the following year. So, you know, if you have 10 or 20% more children the next year, too bad, because you're using the money from the previous year. So we're going to try to work it with the state to help get that changed, because that way of funding doesn't work quite well. And I've spoken to the commissioners in Teton County, and they feel that the state could do a better job in supporting particularly children with special needs. The state, we're 49th out of 50 states in support of children with special needs in this age range, which is Texas is number 50.
Really? I was going to ask you.
I would have said Mississippi.
I would have too. I would have said one of the, you know, but so
anyway, room for improvement. So we're excited about this upcoming year. We had a really successful fundraiser, and for us, that's a PR thing, and also it showcases our children and what they're doing in the community. This year, you probably saw it. We had several artists come in and work with the children in the buildings, and that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then their art was showcased and auctioned off in April, and that was really great. We were really pleased for the first year to have that that much success. We raised $25,000 from that fundraiser. So, and it's all about our community, keeping our kids engaged in our community and our community engaged with our kids. And so we're looking to do that again next year. It's just another way to reach some more community that may not know about who we are and what we do. So we're really pleased with that. And we have a fantastic team, and we're just looking forward to building that team even more. Many of our therapists are master's level, and then our teachers bachelor's levels. We just have a really great qualified staff. So we're always looking for ways to reach more kids and do what we do, but do it in more volume so we can reach kids that may not have those access to those kind of services.
So a couple things. I think we've said this every year, but when you address the needs of children at this age, usually over half of them, the issues that they've had are mitigated by the time they get to kindergarten. And if you don't address it, then often that goes on, and that costs us about, for every dollar you spend now, it costs about $7 if you wait, and because of the further difficulties in mitigating all the issues that they might have. So this work, we take this work pretty darn seriously.
Well, I'd like to say that, you know, you guys do an outstanding job. It is a very valuable service, not only to the community and the county, but to the younger people and the disadvantaged children in our community. I don't know where we'd be without that. We'd certainly be behind. So your efforts are very much appreciated. They're very much needed. You know, your leading statement in terms of the situation that you're in terms of having increased costs and decreased revenues, unfortunately, we hear that all too often.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, and I certainly understand this, is that whatever your clientele is, whether it, you know, goes up or down a few, it doesn't matter, the cost of providing that, the cost per client is certainly going up.
Yeah,
and we know that.
That's exactly.
You know, the county's position, and I'm sure you talked about what we've said in the years, you said in the years past, we've said in the years past too, that, you know, we try to maintain, or we try to keep at baseline certain areas, knowing that we have good years and bad years, and that we're trying to keep an even keel on our own operating expenses.
Yeah.
Having said that, we do recognize there are some areas that we may have to look at increasing, and some others that we may have to look at decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
So we certainly appreciate your position, and don't, you know, we want to applaud your efforts in terms of what you do, and we look forward to continue supporting.
Great, thank you, guys.
Wonderful.
I know that these next few days, when you're evaluating your budget, everybody's coming before you, and so appreciate your time and your consideration for sure.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a quick comment that the state of Wyoming may be next to last in their per capita support of special needs kids, but I bet if you looked at Sutherland County compared to other counties,
absolutely
probably the opposite.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. I can tell you that.
I think
percentage-wise, I got to confess this to you, I think percentage-wise for the population, it's higher than Teton County.
Well, we're glad to both be at the top. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Teton and Sutherland County.
Yeah,
sure.
And we're both at the top there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't help but ask this question. It has no bearing on this conversation, but what is Teton County budget for you guys?
Teton County is right about where you are. It's right about the same amount, but we have serve more children in Teton mm-hmm. County. So, I mean, considerably more mm-hmm. children in Teton County. We have 88 kids in the Head Start program, 160 in the special ed program, and 168 families in the full day child care, and they're giving us about what you give us. So, I have frankly pointed that out.
That explains a lot. That warm welcome every time you see them.
No, but they're solidly behind early education like you are, and they're going to put a little bit of muscle into the state to try to get some things changed too.
So what are the parameters for special needs from X to X plus Y, for instance? In other words, what group of children fall into a special needs category?
It's a screening tool that is used. It's a I want to say they're using the Brigantz model right now. You're probably familiar with that. And so when our team of therapists go out and work with the child, there's certain levels that are expected and certain things that they're supposed to be able to do depending on their age. And
different milestones.
Yeah, different milestones. And it's a scoring system. So for a child to qualify, there's a minimum number of a score that they can qualify. So now that can be something simple as articulation with speech, or it can be at this end of that scale and be all needs, speech, language, movement, motor.
Right.
And we're seeing, so we will work with children with very minor needs until children that are nonverbal in the autism spectrum, That whole category is considered special needs. And we have that whole category in Sublette County that we work with, children with grand needs and children with what appears to be some minor needs.
So then it would...
I think I'd qualify.
You might. So it would make sense that those with the minor needs versus those with the major needs, so to speak, would require less...
Yes.
Less help, if you
right.
would.
And they do. And some of our children see one therapist, some see all four. It depends on their needs. And that's an individualized system, that their needs are met for their needs specifically.
So those minor needs, they can normally be almost virtually corrected by the time they get to kindergarten. Those major needs can be helped so that the kids can be as successful as they can be in public school. And then the best practices is that all of those needs are served in a classroom with kids who are, quote, typically developing. And that they said that they have found, right, to be the most productive, successful way to address children with special needs. They used to be pulled out. They used to be separated.
Right.
And they found that the more they're with their peers, the better they are, and the better the peers are, too.
And just a couple of points. Even the ones with the minor needs are still going to have the benefit of the best trained, qualified staff to work with them.
Yeah.
And even the ones with the minor needs are going to have that benefit moving forward as they get, by the time they get into first grade,
right.
in terms of maintaining grade level and doing that type
right.
of thing. So, yeah, there are gradations of it.
Yeah.
But it's fair to say that from the minor to the most major, the needs are met by the qualified trained staff that
yes,
you
true.
Have to have regulations on in terms of per capita or per student, per class, whatever.
Correct.
So there again, kudos to you guys.
Well,
it's a good deal.
Yeah.
We have a fantastic team of people. So
yeah.
it's we love our jobs. It's fantastic.
yeah, we do.
You have to, and it's a good thing that you do.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it takes somebody with a special
yeah.
heart.
It does. Our
yeah.
team's incredible. So.
Yeah.
Come see us sometime. We'd love to have you come visit preschool.
Used to go over to Big Pony and do
yeah,
that.
Well, come on.
yeah. Might have to come back as
yeah.
a student.
Yeah, come anytime.
What's your next fundraiser going to be down there downtown for the Stars?
Well, we did the art auction this mm-hmm. year, and so we're looking at doing that again next year. It was really well received, and so year by year we just look at what's being received in the community and if was it well attended, was it well received, and so... We have a couple ideas for things down the road, but this art auction, we really loved having the artist in working with the kids and that hands-on learning with the children and the artist in residence and then showcasing those pieces. So.
Key for them, both in terms of learning and
yeah.
their self-esteem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So we're looking at doing that again next April.
Yeah.
So you'll get an invitation.
Okay.
So we will send one to you. So.
Any more questions?
Mm-hmm.
If not, thank you for coming.
Thanks,
everyone.
Thank
you,
thank
you
very much.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for your support.
Okay.
You bet.
So.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For coming.
All right.
Safe travels.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen. Thank
okay.
you. See
you. Without further ado, yes, we are.